the rule of law is a tremendous threat to Western civilization. And I say, I was asked the other day, and I took a little heat for it. They said, who's our biggest threat? Is it China, sir? Or is it Russia? I said, no, our biggest threat are high-level politicians that work in the United States government. Like,
yeah, well, you know, that's probably the right answer, as a matter of fact, at this tragic moment in our history. President Trump in Waco on Saturday. More of that coming up as well. But first, I want to get to the Democrat Party and gender dysphoria, because it's a centerpiece of the Democrat Party's universe. The New York Post has the story. The Daily Mail out of the United Kingdom has the story. Trans woman, meaning man, left sobbing at JFK Airport, meaning JFK Airport, after TSA agent hit her testicles, meaning his testicles. A transgender woman, meaning man, was left in tears at JFK Airport after she, meaning he, claimed a TSA agent punched her in the testicles. That explains everything. While she, meaning he, was going through security, the Daily Mail initially reported. The unidentified flyer took to social media to vent about the incident in which she, meaning he, said the agent, quote, humiliated, end quote, her in front of everyone in a series of posts that have since been deleted. Now, let's keep in mind that we have, when you go to Transportation Security Administration checkpoints and airports, and I always seem to get pulled over for extra scrutiny for whatever reason. I'm like, you know, oh, take off your, open your, you know, your belt and do, and I take your shoes off. And I seem to get that a lot for whatever reason. Sometimes I look swarthy. You know, I never say Allahu Akbar or anything when I'm walking through the security. But the unidentified flyer took to social media to vent about it, and here it is. If you have male genitalia, here's the thing with the TSA checkpoint people. If a man needs extra scrutiny, then you're pulled over, and a male TSA agent comes over and pats you down and may stick their rubber glove hands around inside your belt line in your pants and check, you know, roll your socks down and do all these ridiculous things, right? And if it's a woman that needs extra scrutiny, then they have a woman come over, and this is the job. And you know, if you're a female TSA agent, that when a woman requires extra scrutiny, extra security, that you are going to be called upon as a woman to, because you don't want someone of the opposite gender touching your privates and going into your pants because, you know, terrorists from Islamic countries might blow up your airplane, right? That's the thing about that. So the lady TSA agent is called over for some additional scrutiny, additional security. And when she, the TSA agent, begins the process, she, the TSA agent, discovers that the woman in front of her is actually a man, because, you know, women don't have male genitalia. That's one of the ways you can tell. That's one of the really beautiful differences between men and women, one of many. So the transgender person who is so offended says, writing on social media now, "Hi. So a TSA agent at JFK Airport punched me in the genitalia, yelling at me for having a penis." Yelling at me for having... That's because you're in the lady's security line, and the lady didn't really want any part of your business, if you know what I'm talking about. "And humiliated me in front of everyone after I told her to please stop." So what do you do then as a TSA? Do you call over a male TSA agent to complete the process? Because we've just discovered there's some funny business going on here? Or what? What do you do? "After I told her to please stop, she captioned a photo of her crying in the airport bathroom." The men's room or the ladies' room? "According to a screenshot of the post, but the embarrassment didn't stop there, according to the woman," meaning man. He wrote, "The TSA agent followed me into the women's bathroom." But you have male genitalia. and began talking about me to a coworker while I sobbed in the stall. Probably didn't know that was you sobbing in the stall. Are there often women sobbing in the stalls of airport bathrooms? I can't say for sure because I don't use them. I use men's rooms because, you know, that's the thing. She wrote and asked friends on the internet for advice as to what she, meaning he, should do. Isn't that an amazing story? And then the person posted pictures all over the place of himself looking all girly and all that. In a follow-up post, she, meaning he, said she, meaning he, was left crying for an hour. Well, maybe he's not a man, I don't know. And said, quote, "My balls still hurt so bad," according to a screenshot from the Daily Mail. She, meaning he, does not want the TSA. Listen, this is a great one. Listen to this. She, meaning he, does not want the TSA agent to be fired. Why? What? Okay. She said in a separate post, but wanted, quote, her educated and the entirety of the TSA abolished altogether, which means you want her fired. See, the second half of the sentence is in direct contradiction with the first half of the sentence. But, you know, every day is an IQ test. In response to the woman's post, JFK Airport apologized for the incident. Now, this could hardly be more ridiculous, but the Democrats have made this normal. And make no mistake, the Democrat Party in the mainstream have made this normal. And if you, as the female TSA agent, searching around and like, whoa, what's that? Didn't discover. No, it could be plastic explosives in the shape of male genitalia. It could be, you know, a vessel shaped like male genitalia filled with fentanyl pills. It you know, this is a security process, by the way. And that's some funny business, some monkey business going on. Monkey pox? Hey, it's called M-pox now. And everybody stopped talking about it. Just went away like that. You notice M-pox, monkeypox, went away. Democrats decided they didn't like the name monkeypox, so everybody stopped talking about it. That's the kind of power they have over our culture, the kind of information dominance that they have. Now, this story from this weekend put us in mind of a video that was actually, interestingly, making the rounds this weekend on the Twitter and so on. I don't think the old Twitter would have allowed you to share it anymore. But there was a TV show called America's Got Talent. And in the year 2014, which is 9 years ago now, and a world away, culturally speaking, in 2014, they had a contestant on America's Got Talent, a guy named Ray Jessel, like Georgie Jessel. Ray Jessel is his name. And he's 84. He was then 84 years old. So he'd be 93 now. And they had Howard Stern and Howie Mandel and Heidi Klum and someone named Mel B, a Spice Girl, as the four judges, I guess they called them. But here's 84-year-old Ray Jessel 9 years ago, 2014, on the show America's Got Talent. And listen along, you'll see why it relates to this story out of John F. Kennedy Airport.
I met this girl. She's just great.
So you should send this to
this girl I just adore.
To the TSA lady.
The problem is, she has much more than I had bargained for.
What? What could it be?
She's got that style. She's got that smile. She's got the walk. She's got the talk. She's got that zing. There's just one thing. She's got a penis.
Ah, see, and the crowd went wild. And
she's got that flair, knows what to wear.
Howie Mandel's up out of his seat.
That girlish grace, she's got business.
Heidi Klum is howling.
Too bad she has a penis.
See, that's the thing. That's the TSA. That's what the TSA lady came up against at John F. Kennedy International Airport. But now it's not shtick. It's not to be laughed at. And this is, again, the old Twitter wouldn't even have allowed you to share this because you're not allowed to. Comedy has been killed, too. Mockery, certainly, of anyone on the left has been killed. But, you know, look, if you guys can do whatever you want, you're adults and everything. But you got to understand, if you go in the lady line at the TSA at the airport, you might shock the TSA lady who's patting you down, because she will figure out that you're in the wrong line, see? And then you're in the wrong bathroom. And but the Democrats say, no, no, we're not, because we get to decide whether we're boys or girls when we get out of bed in the morning. Isn't that amazing? That's your Democrat Party. That's what they've done to the world.
What about this person isn't a lady? Well, his penis. Her penis, you f***ing bigot.
Hey, that's exactly right. And that's when, then, you know, this article says, you know, that this woman got knocked in her testicles, which is fundamentally oxymoronic. And we're told as a culture, as a civilization, such as we are for the moment, we're told that we must accept that, that her testicles is an acceptable turn of phrase and her penis is an acceptable phrase, because they're the party of science and we're not, see? That's the Democrat Party. Aren't they amazing? Yes, sir. Now, speaking of what the Democrats are doing to the country, the Wall Street Journal has a new poll out. Americans pull back from values that once defined U.S. That's, you know, us, that'd be us. Some 38% of poll respondents said patriotism was very important to them, down very sharply from prior years. Turns out that religious faith, having children, patriotism, and other priorities that help define the national character of the United States of America for generations are receding in importance to Americans, a new Wall Street Journal poll finds. The survey, conducted with NORC, University of Chicago, and nonpartisan research, also finds the country sharply divided by political party, no kidding, over social trends such as the push for racial diversity in businesses and the use of gender-neutral pronouns. Some 38% of respondents said patriotism was very important to them. 39% said religion was very important. That was down sharply from when the Wall Street Journal first asked the question in 1998. 70% deemed patriotism to be very important. Now it's 38%. And 62% said religion was very important. Now that's 39%. See, this is the Democrats making progress. They're making headway here. And it's quite amazing. Patriotism going from 70% to 38%. Religion going from 62% to 39%. Having children going from 59% to 30%. Cutting it in half. Because the planet, you know, we're all going to die soon because of climate change. Community involvement, interestingly, over the period of time, went from 47% up to 62%, because the Democrats, you know, Occupy Wall Street and, you know, riot Louis Vuitton, get a free Louis Vuitton bag. Join the Democrat Party, get a free Louis Vuitton bag. All you have to do is loot the store with the rest of the violent mob. Community involvement went up to 62%. Now it's down to 27%. An enormous drop. More than half in community involvement. And at the same time, the importance of money, the value of money, has gone up from 31% to 43%. So money's more important than ever, but patriotism and family and religion plummeting in importance, according to the big new poll from the Wall Street Journal and the University of Chicago. Isn't that amazing? Not shocking, of course. The Democrat Party is an anti-American party, anti-God, anti-church, anti-patriotic, anti-family party. And that's just scratching the surface on what they're about. Now, if one of your goals this year is to take control of your credit card debt, now is the time to get started. You can pay off your credit cards faster with a low fixed-rate loan from Lightstream. A credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream can help you pay off your credit cards and help you to lock in a low fixed interest rate. Rates with Lightstream start at 7.99% APR with auto pay and your excellent credit. Look at what your credit card companies are charging you. It's like Jimmy Carter era stuff. It's crazy. Lightstream believes that people like you with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what Lightstream delivers. Now, just for my listeners, you know who they are. Apply right now. Get a special additional interest rate discount and save even more of your hard-earned money. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/plant. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/PLANTE. Subject to your good credit, approval rates range from 7.99% APR to 23.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/plant for more information. Yeah, you're a Democrat Party. They're not normal. We have T-shirts at the Chris Plant Store and coffee mugs that simply and eloquently say, remember normal. And mostly peaceful. And were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all.
Is it okay to still have children? Not just financially, also just this basic moral question, like what do we do?
There's only one. There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
All right, we have returned, and gosh, I don't know how we're going to get to all the things we want to get to today. But let's go to the telephones quickly. Let's go to Tim calling from Scottsdale, Arizona. Tim, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Christopher. Happy Monday.
Thank you very much.
Hey, I just want to point out that I don't care what any of these weirdos do, and it's, you know, you can dress however you want to dress and, you know, pretend you whatever you want to pretend to be. But now they not only demand that I allow that, but they demand my approval for all this crazy stuff that they're up to. They're not happy that they can do it. They demand that we all have to accept and approve of this just weirdness constantly.
Yes, and deviant behavior, I think, as that has been commonly known throughout all of human history until about 5 minutes ago. And again, I agree with you. You want to, you know, you want to say, hey, I'm transgender. That's fine. But if you've got male genitalia, you should probably be in the male TSA line, and you should say it out loud. And you should leave the children alone. You know, last week, Tim, I was talking about how even the doctors at the Pentagon, the head doctors at the Pentagon, are saying that 7-year-old children in the military healthcare system should have the option of deciding to change their gender. 7-year-old children. Now, you know, that just don't accuse them of grooming or trying to promote gender dysphoria, which they are.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
I love this this Tiger King lunatic. I think we watched about 10 minutes of that show when it was on television. Joe Exotic, he's announced he's running for president in 2024 as a libertarian. He's in federal prison. He should really run as a Democrat, as is going to be in federal prison. His real name is Joseph Maldonado, and Netflix show made him famous, and then he went to the penitentiary, 21-year prison sentence, conviction on multiple charges, hiring hitmen to murder his wife. Man. And other things. It's his wife, right? That's they did the show together. Also convicted of killing tigers and selling them across state lines, which, you know, the Democrats are fine with killing people, but animals. I saw a tiger escape from some small zoo, and it's still on the loose. Where is that? Somewhere out there in... Down by the, as I write, that terrible, horrible tornado. Yeah, that was, it's awful. What do you, the body count keeps climbing. I think it's like 24 people dead or something. It's pretty out of control. Yes, sir. In Mississippi, for many of the residents, the community, Rolling Fork. Recovery is not going to be quick. In fact, it may never come. It is, it's a terrible, this tornado just beat the heck out of this town. This little town, one street was just wiped out. Mississippi town took a beating. I'm surprised it actually made the front page of the Washington Post. That shows how bad it was, because normally they could care less, of course. It's their thing. They say killing at least 25 people. I think it's at least 27 people now. Killed by this tornado in Mississippi. Truly awful. Yeah, but this Joe Exotic running for president, I don't think he's going to get a lot of support. You think he's going to get a lot of support? Also, the big news, there is a bank called First Citizens Bank, which is now bailing out the Silicon Valley Bank, which we like to call SVB, because everything has to be reduced to an abbreviation. First Citizens Bank agreed to buy most of Silicon Valley Bank on Sunday, just yesterday. The Raleigh, North Carolina-based bank has taken over 17 branches of Silicon Valley Bank, which they just call SVB here. $119 billion worth of its deposits and $72 billion worth of loans. Sure. Yeah, I'm sure that'll work out just great. That sounds swell. That sounds fine. You bet. Just like adults sleeping with stuffed animals and, you know, women having their testicles knocked at the TSA. Yes, sir. We've got coming to Washington, D.C. This is kind of fun, actually, coming to Washington, D.C. Jack Posobiec, you know him from, I mean, he's a famous, legendary Twitter man, and he's been doing great work for years and years, so they hate him, naturally. Libs of TikTok founder Sean Spicer, President Trump's White House press secretary for a period of time, and Kirk Cameron, who's from television. He is on his Freedom Island tour coming, and all these people are going to be joining Kirk Cameron at the Cleveland Park Library in Washington, D.C. On Wednesday. That's day after tomorrow, and that's about 2 miles from this radio station. They're having a big event, and the left hates it because, you know, you can't, you can go have drag queen story hour in libraries, but you can't read from Christian texts or anything like that. That's all wrong. Speaking of which, they're rewriting more books. Where is that? Is that that in the thing here? Because that is that's another crazy story. These people, Agatha Christie novels are being rewritten by the left to remove potentially offensive language. Agatha Christie. The left is rewriting Agatha Christie books now. How many other books have they rewritten? They've written, you know, James and the Giant Peach and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and James Bond books are being rewritten by the left. Yeah, Agatha Christie, potentially offensive language, must be removed. We're talking about Hercule Poirot, the you know, the detective, and Miss Marple. Miss Marple. The mystery books, the mystery stories, they have passages. They're being edited for sensitivity, right? Because later it's HarperCollins and lefties take over and they just start burning the books. Why didn't everybody call them book burners? You know, you want to remove kiddie porn from kids' grammar school libraries, and the liberals, so-called, call you book burners and Nazis and fascists all over the place. And they're rewriting all of history and tearing down all the statues and taking down the portraits and erasing the history of the Democrat Party, which is the history of racism in America. Several Agatha Christie novels have been edited. They already did it to remove potentially offensive language. I find this to be potentially offensive language, and this should be removed, including insults and references to ethnicity. Poirot and Miss Marple mysteries, written between 1920 and 1976, have had passages reworked or removed entirely in new editions published by HarperCollins, New York leftists, to strip them of language and descriptions that modern audiences find offensive, especially those involving characters in Agatha Christie's protagonist's encounter outside the UK. Might use the word wog or something like that. Can't have that. Sensitivity readers, that's what they call the people. It's a job description. Sensitivity readers have made the edits, which were evident in digital versions of the new editions, including the entire Miss Marple run and selected Poirot novels, set to be released and have been released since 1920, the Telegraph in the UK reported. The updates follow edits made to books by Roald Dahl, Ian Fleming, to remove offensive references to gender and race, in a bid to preserve their relevance to modern readers. That's what they're doing. The newspaper reported that edits cut references to ethnicity, such as describing characters as black, Jewish, or gypsy. So wait a minute, the character is black and now it's not? So you're removing black characters and that's what you do when you're racially sensitive? So now there are no black people, it's all white people? And you call that fixing it? Wow. Describing characters as black, Jewish, or gypsy. They're all hung up on this gypsy thing. They really are. Or a female character's torso as of black marble. So the torso of black marble that's been removed. Sensitivity. And a judge's Indian temper. How about Irish temper? Is that still okay? How about Italian? Can you still say that? And removes terms such as Oriental, because things from the Orient are now Asian, and the N-word. Well, you can't have that. You know, they've been banning books. They banned Mark Twain, and they've been Huckleberry Finn. What else have they banned? They banned all kinds of things. Pulled things out of schools for years and years, the left, because they're extremely intolerant. So you're going to erase all of this cultural history because it might be offensive to someone today. That makes a lot of sense, right? What are you going to do 100 years from now? I just do it all over again. Wow. They're amazing. And the word natives. Can't say natives. That's people that come from a particular place or location. Has been replaced with the word local. Not a native, a local. Not all locals are natives. Huh? I'm a D.C. local. I've lived here for more than 30 years, but I'm not a D.C. native. See how that works? Words have meaning. Among the examples of changes cited by the Telegraph, 1937 Poirot novel Death on the Nile, in which the character Mrs. Allerton complains that a group of children are pestering her, and says, they come back and stare, and their eyes are simply disgusting, and so are their noses. I don't believe I really like children. So what part of that was offensive? She doesn't like children. That tells you something about the character. Maybe you like the character less, maybe you like the character more, because of the way she describes her dislike for children. This has been stripped down in the new edition to state They come back and stare and stare. I don't believe I really like children. Why? That makes it better somehow? They're communists is what's going on here. But this is the left. They're not the freedom of speech people. They're not freedom people at all. They're, what's the word? Terrible, terrible people, I think, is the word that I'm looking for. Isn't that amazing? But they want to sleep with stuffed animals and things like that because they are completely crazy. That's what I'm telling you. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Michael calling from Lake Ridge, Virginia. Michael, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, good morning. With, you know, what you're talking about, how they're changing the words to books, I believe, honestly, the holy prize for them is to change the Bible and reword the Old and New Testaments. And, you know, most of this stuff is directed, you know, towards Christians and, you know, race, but I eventually believe they're going to go after the Bible the way they go after, you know, marriage, and they insist Christian churches have to embrace same-sex marriages. And, you know, they never go after like a mosque, you know, and force mosques to accept same-sex marriages, or, you know, a Jewish temple, you know, synagogue to perform and accept same-sex marriages, but they are adamant that Christians do. And, you know, I just think it's a matter of time before they start changing the Bible and impose more of their awkwardness onto Christian values. And they don't dare go after, you know, groups that will fight to the death to defend their faith, you know, like Muslims do, and you know how the traditions are, you know, strongly upheld within Judaism as well. And, you know, they're starting now with fiction novels and children novels, but as soon as that becomes normalized, it's just going to get worse.
That's a fact. Stop them now, because they never stop. They're never done. You know, you're 100% right, Michael, and I've been saying this for years. When you give the left what they want, you know what they want then? They want more. And then you give them more, and you know what they want? They want more, because it never, ever ends. And since you mentioned it, you know, there are articles all over the place, CatholicVote.org, over 300 attacks on U.S. Catholic churches since the leak of the Supreme Court Dobbs opinion. And I think it's the Heritage Foundation, the Daily Signal, has the story, Church Attacks. It is the Daily Signal, the Heritage Foundation. Attacks on churches nearly triple in 4 years. That's December 2022. And who's attacking all these churches? It's the Democrats. The Aletheia.org, that's Greek for truth, I believe. 420 church attacks in 4 years, but most Americans are unaware because the news media doesn't talk about them, of course. That's our news media. Also, Michael, thank you for the call. Also in Virginia, in the state of Virginia, where Michael is calling from, students protest Youngkin, this is Governor Glenn Youngkin, as commencement speaker, and Newsmax has the story. This is truly outrageous as well, the intolerant, belligerent mob approach of the Democrat Party to absolutely everything. Students at a Virginia college are petitioning to remove their governor as commencement speaker for their upcoming graduation, multiple news reports indicate, according to the Daily Caller. Following the announcement from George Mason University, one of our founding fathers, on Wednesday that Governor Glenn Youngkin, a Republican, will be appearing as a keynote speaker, swift hostility spread among the student body. The announcement praised Youngkin for his passing of a budget that allotted $33.4 million in new financial aid for George Mason University students, while also including a comment from the college president, Gregory Washington, who went on to praise the diversity among the student body. You know, this diversity thing is really an obsession with them, isn't it? So the left, patriot and proceed. They're getting rid of the team name of the Colonials, because that's got to go too. And the crazy people at Georgia, the students, are demanding that they have the power to cancel the commencement speaker, who is the governor of the state, because, is it because they think he's not pro-transgender enough? Is that the issue that they're having with, because that's usually what it is, isn't it? They love this whole gender thing, and they appear to take particular issue with the governor's record in approving legislation on transgender issues and controversial school curricula. You know, with the man on boy, kiddie porn, the gay child porn, which all young Democrats have been told is very important. It's a very important part of your education. Drag queen story hour, gay child porn, very important, and transgender issues. Oh, look at all the stuff I'm not going to get to today. This is nuts. But we're going to get to what we can get to with the time we have remaining.
What in the hell's diversity?
Well, I could be wrong, but I believe diversity is an old, old wooden ship that was used during the Civil War era.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Ah, yes. Let's go to Chunk from Meet the Press yesterday with this. He's accusing President Trump of lying because President Trump last Monday said, I'm going to be arrested on Tuesday, or last weekend perhaps, said he's going to be arrested on Tuesday. And then he wasn't arrested on Tuesday, right? And here's how Chunk framed it yesterday.
This week left no doubt. Donald Trump is still in charge of the Republican Party. Just a few hours after Trump's false claim that he was going to be arrested in the Manhattan hush money case last Tuesday, the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, announced that House Republicans were launching investigations into Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, three committee chairmen, claiming an, quote, unprecedented abuse of prosecutorial authority, demanded that Bragg testify and turn over documents. And let me remind you, it's on a case where we don't even know what the charges are or whether any will even be brought.
We don't know what the charges are or whether any will even be brought. Well, it should be dropped, and it may be dropped, and President Trump suggested over the weekend that they would be dropped, and that remains to be seen. But he described it as a false claim. But Chunk, we read in the New York Times that the FBI was meeting with the U.S. Secret Service and the NYPD and New York State officials and the prosecutor's office about security procedures that would have to be put in place when they indict and arrest and bring to the courthouse. They were hoping in shackles and so on because they're communists. And by the way, the trucks that showed up with the barricades that they pulled out and set up and stacked and put in place outside the courthouse. Yeah, who could? That's the that thing. Let's go to soundbite number 9 because they really liked January 6th yesterday. That's very important to them.
We went through January 6th. So it's just not like a possibility that Trump's rhetoric creates violence. It's already happened once.
Either Mar-a-Lago or January 6th?
January 6th.
Obviously, January 6th was about the big lie.
January 6th men's choir, which I learned about yesterday.
January 6th, it was an insurrection.
And January 6th?
Something like January 6th.
Been there on January 6th.
Boy, oh boy. There's so much I wasn't able to get to today that I'm going to have to come back tomorrow. Got this radical extremist on MSDNC saying that Trump was like a cult leader in Waco. I remember Barack Obama saying he could slow the rise of the oceans, and his election meant that the planet was about to heal. Now that's a cult.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.